Okay, welcome everybody. It's 1 o'clock. I have a feeling this meeting is going to be pretty short. We'll just recap everything that we've accomplished in the last 2 weeks and just prepare ourselves mentally to share our great work with everybody. We worked really hard for this, and so I'm really looking forward to sharing it with everybody. So let's go ahead and start the roll call. So Alexandra Orchard, I don't think she's here, but if she is, hi. Alexis Adkins, Anna Kephart, Betsy Baldwin, Caitlin Wells, yep. Christy Tomacek, yep, hi Caitlin, Christy Tomacek, Devin Proudfoot,
hi.
Eleanor Black, hi Devin. Nora Blackman, Elizabeth Wilkinson, Ella Van Holtum, Greg Farr, Jane LaBarbera, Joanne Archer,
yep.
Johanna Carl,
hi,
John Andres, Lavinia Chufa, Linda Hawking, Linda Sellers, I don't think Lisa could make it today, Moulton, Margaret Kidd, Mariella Soprano.
Hi.
Megan. Hi, Mariella. Megan Blair. Megan Lyon. Malaka Cotman.
Here.
Monique Sujimoto. Hi. Olivia Solis. Sarah Chetney. Sarah Cassone. Suzanne Reller. And Thomas Allen. All right. As usual, I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and also to everybody who isn't able to attend the meeting right now, but is tuning in later. So thank you. All right. So going straight to our agenda, first of all, I wanted to check, have people been receiving more Outlook and Google Calendar invites from me? Because I received some responses this morning, and I had a new wave of fear. So if people think that it's more trouble than it's worth, which it certainly seems like it is, I can just send a cancel all, and then you guys can take care of your own scheduling. So so far, I've been really good about sending out email reminders, and I'll plan to continue to do so, even though this project hopefully will wrap up pretty soon. And so this way, hopefully, your inbox will not be spammed by my wacky calendar. Does that sound okay? Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like some people haven't been bothered. So if I cancel it, then it actually means that it will email you all to say that it's canceled. So it may be best if I just keep quiet and try not to mess with anything in the future. Is that okay too? In other words, please ignore anything that my technology does without my consent. All right. Okay, so moving on to the draft email for the Archive Space membership, do people have any feedback for that? I sent a link in the chat box here. Basically, it says, and I'll read it, on behalf of the Staff Interface Enhancement Working Group, we are pleased to share our draft recommendations for feedback and commentary, consisting of 34 volunteers from a broad array of member institutions. CWIG was tasked to survey JIRA tickets and create recommendations to improve the usability and accessibility of the Archive Space staff interface, taking into consideration the diverse experience levels and needs of staff, student, and volunteers who interact with the program. The commenting period will be open until December 1st, and we hope to submit our final recommendations to the Archive Space Board and publish them to Confluence before the winter break in mid-December. And then I have links to our Google Drive and then to the individual pages with comment enabled. I also created, at the very end of the message, a page for brainstorming and feedback, which is edit enabled, which is kind of like what we did at the beginning of our group. I just figured to try to keep as many lines of communication open as possible. So that way, if anybody has some ideas or feedback, that they could just go ahead and write it in. So I conclude the message with, if you have any trouble accessing the files or would like to share your feedback in other ways, please feel free to contact me on behalf of the group. We also welcome discussion on the listserv as well. Thanks. Feedback? Thank you. Caitlin says it sounds great. Why, thank you. So here's what I was thinking, is basically to send out this message ideally today. So I know we've all been working really hard on our recommendations, and I think it's still okay to keep working on them, because once the recommendations are shared, I expect it's going to all get blown to bits. I expect that there's going to be a lot of people with a lot of ideas, and so we may be a little frantic for a while trying to address their suggestions. So that's why I figured we might as well get it out there and just get the ball rolling. That was just my thoughts. But if people object, just let me know.
This is Mariela. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Lydia, I think this is fine. I was trying to, I know you have sent the link to the actual document, but I was trying to also to find it through the share drive and without copy and paste. Could you please direct me where it is? Is it under
the share?
Where is the actual full document within that?
For the draft email or our working documents?
Our working documents?
Okay.
I think under, I see a folder which says SIEWG recommendations, and then there are all the individual documents. So that's what it, right? That's what it is. Oh, yeah, so
Right. And so I had changed that folder from final recommendations because I realized that it may not be so final once they're through tearing it apart. So that's why the folder is actually now CWIG recommendations.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Would people like me to send out a link to that again? Let's see here.
I'm actually seeing it, so I think I know I am on the right page.
Yes. Okay, good. And thank you, Johan, also for endorsing my plan. And thank you, Mariela, for bringing up, for just clarifying the location of our documents that we're going to share. Okay, let's see here. So any questions about the final specifications, since we've had a little bit more time to review ours and other groups' documentations? Oh, Joanne wrote, do we want to resolve comments, etc., prior to sharing or just leave them as is? That's a good question. That's a really good question. My idea would be, if there's some outstanding questions, it might be good to keep them up as far as encouraging debate about that. But yeah, I can see from a kind of polished standpoint, it might be good to just go ahead and resolve those questions and then allow whatever questions and feedback to crop up organically from the other readers. Any other thoughts about that? Should we delete comments that say, yeah, I really like this section? So it's not really a question, but it's a statement. I'm going to suggest to resolve the comments that are like rah, 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 that's good, to allow people to come to those, but maybe keep those open questions. Okay, let's see. Joanne also wrote, I think open questions could be left and ones where we sort of figured it out can be resolved. Yes, I think that sounds like a great idea. Can people, let's try to finish up this meeting, and I'll plan to send out this message at around 3 o'clock. Does that seem okay? So that gives about a little over an hour to resolve the questions and kind of get everything a little bit more buttoned up. Yeah, thanks. Sounds good. All right. And so what I figure, as comments come in on these pages, that the teams could each field those questions and feedback. So keep monitoring. If you get alerts for your if somebody comments, to just go ahead and check to see whether it's your page or if you've got some ideas that can help, to feel free to comment back or get in touch with the other group that handles that page. So since we created a couple of other pages, well, just two really, the background jobs and the brainstorming pages, I'm looking for volunteers to watch those pages. So I'm planning to watch those pages, but if anybody else wants to join me to continue to field those areas, pipe up. And if you don't receive comments, like if it seems like your inbox is pretty quiet, even though several people have commented today, shoot me an email or let me know and I can share that drive with you again. So what has happened is, say for example, I send out a link that's edit enabled, and so then you're anonymously editing, but it also doesn't link back to your account, so you don't get email comments. So even though it might be a little bit of a pain, I think it's kind of handy to keep track of the activity going on. But if you intentionally want to opt out, that's fine too. And so the last question I had was about the questionnaire. So at the beginning of the chat, on the third line down, I had a link to the questionnaire. I just wanted to get your ideas about that. I was wondering, since we have that brainstorming document, whether sharing this questionnaire today is necessary, or whether we should continue to refine this once we get some additional commentary, and then maybe send it out in a couple of weeks, like maybe after our next meeting in 2 weeks. So I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I would personally leave the questionnaire out for the time being and just mm-hmm. send this email and the documents as they are.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of think so too. Like especially from, like there was something that I wanted to include on the survey that I just didn't get around to yet. And so that had to do, say, with the visual layout about where that resource tree should be and where everything should be as far as the organization of menus on the screen and stuff like that. So that will take an additional amount of work to mock together and make sure that it's understandable, that we can get good results, and that it's not overkill either. So in the meantime, for the next 2 weeks, as we're fielding the responses, if you and your groups do have these open questions that you would like to get a quantifiable amount of feedback on, feel free to continue to add to this survey, and hopefully we can share it, if it seems appropriate at the time, in a couple weeks. Malaka also said, find an appropriate place to put the questions within the documents to get comments. Yeah, that's another good idea. And it may be the most intuitive idea too, because if users, if our readers are already overwhelmed by about the dozen links that I'm sending out, they may not want to try to open up yet another link for a survey. So potentially having your question in two different places, especially if we end up tabling the survey idea, sounds really good too. Okay, so that was basically the end of the agenda right there that I had. So do you folks have anything else you'd like to talk about today? I think we've all done a lot of really hard work, and I'm really looking forward to getting the responses from the rest of the Archive Space community. So bravo, guys, and prepare for chaos. So it's 11:16 right now. Can we say emails getting lost in people's inboxes in the afternoon, can we try to resolve our comments by 2:30? And I'll send the message out at 2:30. Oh, I'm sorry, because I'm an East Coast snob. So, as in like, a little over an hour from now, 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, and whatever time that is for you. Does that sound okay? Again, even after this message comes out, please feel free to continue to share, to refine and edit your documents. Thanks. All right, thank you all. All right, have a great afternoon. Thank you for working on this project. I think it's going to be really good. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.